It's beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, that's Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week we conclude the series, O Foolish Man, Who Hath Bewitched You? We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Bill and Gloria Gaither with Sweet Jesus, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
There's a name that's dear to me, lifted me took me out of sin and shame. How I love His blessed name. Oh, it gets sweeter every day. Serving Jesus really plays. Oh, how I love you, loving this man of Galilee.
Fellowship, divine. destroyed my previous life. I destroyed all the sinful wickedness when I was 16. I was made whole again. I was cleansed. Why did I want to go back to that other life for? He therefore, this is verse 5, that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? You know about miracles. You know about God's miracles, what he's done in your life. Were those miracles done by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, I believe Abraham was a good man and had a lot of good works. But that didn't save him. No. He believed. Tex Mars believed. I can't say that I had any good works, but I believed and it was accounted to me for righteousness. And so I began in the Spirit. Have you ever begun in the Spirit to worship God? Then you know what it is to be a Christian. You began your life in the Spirit. Now don't take away the Spirit by trying to put on all the things of the flesh. Don't try to go back to the old covenant that failed everyone and never saved anyone. You have Jesus. Every Jew can have Jesus who wants him. Every Gentile can. Every human being that listens to my voice today and those who don't also. And the scripture, well, first of all, verse 7 says, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. You want to know who the children of Abraham are, who the seed of Abraham are? It's not physical Israel. It's not physical Israel. It's not physical Israel. The children of Abraham are those which have faith. If at some point in your life you've had the faith and you've grasped onto Jesus Christ, or I should say he grasped onto you, that's sort of the way it happens, isn't it? It's like, you know, you used to speak to the young men, we used to tell them, you know, they they chased the girl, you know, till the girl caught them. You ever heard that one? Yeah, they chased after the girl until the girl caught them. Well, that's sort of like Jesus. You chase after Jesus and someday he's going to catch you. And the scripture, verse 8, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, that's those unsaved, through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. There we go. There was the blessing. Now back in Genesis, it says that God promised Abraham a blessing. And I've had so many people say, that blessing was the land of Israel. Really? That's not much of a blessing. If God promised me all the land of Texas, that wouldn't be much of a blessing. Because the day I die, that all goes to someone else. I want something better than that. I'm just greedy, right? I want something in heaven. I want to know Jesus loves me. I want to know I have an eternal possession. And land is really of no use whatsoever. Oh, you say, well, how about the person that owns the King Ranch? That's the biggest ranch in the whole world. That's down in Texas, isn't it? That's nothing. That's God has all the planets in the universe, all of them. They're a zillion times larger cumulatively than Earth. What good is that going to do you when you die? You don't get it anymore, friends. Your name goes off the register. Someone else's name is put down as the legal heir of that land. You know what I'm saying. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. From the day of Abraham, the minute that he accepted Jesus until today, everyone who believes is blessed with faithful Abraham. You are a Christian, you're of Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Wow. Woo. You're under a curse. So you come to know Jesus and then you want to know the law too. I want to obey the laws. I want to be like the Jews. I want to be a good person. I want the old covenant. You're a fool. You're bewitched. Now you're cursed. The Jews are cursed if they obey the law. You say that can't be because the law is, has to be. There's so many good things to the law and not that good. There's a curse attached to it. Verse 12 says, and the law is not of faith. Did you get that? They have no faith. Well, not any. They may have some. The law is not of faith. Verse 13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. He came so that every person who had the faith of Abraham, who had faith in him, Jesus Christ, could escape the curse of the law. That the blessing, verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. It's so plain. It's so evident. It's not your blood. It's not your bloodline. The blessing that Abraham got does not come on the Jews. You understand that, folks? The Jews are not blessed. They said to Jesus, the Jews said, well, Abraham is our father. He said, no, he's not. You don't believe in Abraham. If you believed in Abraham, you'd believe in me. Verse 23 says, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith, which should afterwards be revealed. You didn't even have faith. You had the law. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. That is the reason for the law. That's the only reason. That we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Isn't that interesting? For ye, now listen to this, this is the key. For ye are all the children of God by faith. That's Gentile, Jew, everything. The children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. We're all one. Now the dispensationalists try to keep the Jews separate from the Christians. And now when we're raptured, now the Jews are going to have a Jewish kingdom here on earth. And they're going to start, they're going to bring back their sacrifices and rebuild the temple. And what? God cannot be worshipped in a temple built with human hands, it says in the Bible. He will not be worshipped in a temple built with human hands. And if the Jews build a temple, it's to Satan. And if ye be Christ, verse 29, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. My goodness. That's it. That's powerful, isn't it? Now, I want to tell you, I don't have much time. I've got to tell you about chapters 4 and 5 of Galatians. Please, do me a favor. Since I'm not going to have time, I want you to promise me you'll read this. Promise me you'll get out your Bible and you will read chapter 4, chapter 5, even chapter 6. These are powerful. And they're going to tell you something that no pastor undoubtedly has ever taught you. You go, I want you to read chapter 4, chapter 5. And you go tell your pastor about them. They'll go, I've never heard that before. That's in the Bible? That's what they'll tell you. Yeah, it's in the Bible. Listen to this. Tell me, verse 21 of Galatians chapter 4. Ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written, now listen to this, it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by bondmaid, the other by free woman. Didn't he have the slave girl, Hagar? And he had his wife, Sarah. He had two women. And they each bore him a son, did they not? But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise. Sarah's child was by promise. She was too old to bear a child. But God promised Abraham and Sarah a child. But Hagar was born, was promised a child, and that was after the flesh. It was of a fleshly relationship between her and Abraham. Which things, now get this, verse 24, which things are an allegory. For these are the two covenants. Oh my goodness. The one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Hagar. Now here again, we're talking about the two covenants. One is the Mosaic covenant. The other is the covenant of Jesus. There are only two covenants in this world, folks. These things, it's an allegory. That story is true, but it's an allegory. It's true. Abraham had two sons. One by the slave girl, the bond girl. The other by his wife. The wife was the free woman. And her son was by promise. Her son was who? Isaac. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and answereth to Jerusalem. That means corresponds. It's the same as Jerusalem. Which now is and is in bondage with her children. Hagar corresponds to Jerusalem. The bond woman is Jerusalem. Jerusalem is in slavery to the devil. With her children, she's in bondage. But Jerusalem, which is above, heavenly Jerusalem that is free, which is the mother of us all. Folks, he's telling you that Jerusalem and Israel, the physical Israel, the physical Jerusalem, is of the slave girl. It is in bondage to the devil. But if you know Jesus Christ, you have another covenant. A covenant of the promise. A covenant that makes you a free man or woman. And your capital, your city, your great nation is in heaven. It's heavenly Jerusalem. There's the two covenants. Now, I've always heard that the Arabs were of Hagar. I've always heard Isaac was connected to physical Israel. But he's telling you that this story is an allegory. And it talks about the two covenants. We're not talking about two empires. We're not talking about physical Israel and physical Arabia. For it is written, rejoice thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath a husband. The desolate. Who is desolate? Jerusalem. Jesus prophesied in Matthew, he said, behold, your house, the house of Israel, the physical house of Israel, is left unto you desolate. Now we, brethren, he's talking to the Christians, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. That's why you're of Abraham. You're of Isaac. You're the children of promise. You correspond to, or you're connected to, you answereth to heavenly Jerusalem, dear friends. It doesn't matter if you're Gentile or Jewish. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so is it now. Wow. The bondwoman, Hagar had a son. And then we had Isaac, the son of Sarah. We are after Isaac. We're after that. We have the promise. But the son of the flesh, the son of hell, he persecutes the son of the promise. Isn't that the way it always is? That's why the Jews today, the Khazar Jews, the other Jews, they persecute us. They persecute Christians across the face of this globe. They hate us. They have their old covenant. They believe it's the covenant. But it's the covenant of hell. They that are born after the flesh persecute us, we Christians, who are the children of promise. Israel, physical Israel, persecutes you and me. The Jews of this world, They lie, they cheat, they steal, anything to deceive Christians. Because they're the sons of hell. We are the sons of the promise. Nevertheless, read verse 30. What saith the scripture? Now this is powerful. Cast out the bondwoman and her son. Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Wow. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman. Cast out Hagar. Cast out physical Israel. That's desolate. They're the sons of hell. They want to persecute you. They're the synagogue of Satan. Cast them out. They shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. That's you and me. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Verse 1 of chapter 5 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The yoke of bondage is Judaism and its covenant. Don't be entangled with that. You're set free in the liberty. Christ Jesus has given you liberty, has made you free. Don't get entangled with all the days and the holidays and the Jewish days and these feast days and all the rabbinical nonsense. Be free. Have liberty in Christ Jesus. Praise God.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.